Shema'arvin Lugodub Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur also is an issue, you can't walk out of the Tchum of the city. So you're allowed to make an Ruvi Tchumim before Yom Kippur. That even though a Godel, somebody that's Mechuyiv to fast on Yom Kippur, if he puts the bread, the Mozen Shtei Sudas, before Yom Kippur, it's Chal V'Erev. I Lechur the Kashrut is on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat it. Elam Omru Lehen. So Beisham answered back, Avo, we're masking to you. Is Omru Lehen, or Gezei Besil, ask back to Beishamai. Kishem Shemarvon Lugodiv Yom HaKippurim. The same way you're moedi, you're allowed to make an eruv for a godel on Yom Kippur. What's the hezbur? He himself can eat the bread on Yom Kippur. He has to fast. The Torah says you can give it to a cotton. Somebody could eat the bread. So b'zayi is saying that's basilus taina kain marvin l'nozer b'yayin ul yisroa b'truma. It should be the exact same halacha that you're allowed to make an eruv etchumim for a nozer with wine and for yisroa b'truma, because even though they can eat it, but they could give it to somebody else to eat. So it's still called an eichel. So the Gemara nainu beishame makes a chilik. What are we talking about on Yom Kippur? When do you put down the Ruvei Tchumin? You put it down before Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur. So Vayis says from this Gemara, when is it Chal? When is the Kinyan of the Ruvei Tchumin Chal? It's Chal right before Yom Kippur starts. It's Chal right before the Bein HaShemoshes. So at that time, it's still Roy for you to eat. You're allowed to eat then. So that's why the Erev is Chal. Mashenken Hocho Leka Suda Ruvei Tchumin. Mashenkin, when a Nazir or a Yisrael puts down Truma, or a Nazir puts down Yayin, B'shas, they put it down on Friday to make the Ruvit Chumim, right then, even Mevoy Joim, it's not Roy for them teeth. But since it's not Roy for them teeth, and Echnami, they cannot use this for an Erev. So therefore, B'shamay holds that on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, you could put an Erev down, because at that time, you could eat it. Mashenkin, a Nazir and a Yisrael cannot eat Truma, B'chlau, they can't make it for an Erev. But Allah, we hold like this, Tilavada, that you could use these things for Nerev. The Svari is, since another person could eat it, it's called an Oichel. So the Gemara Lechura command like Chananya. That I was saying, Hezgrin Beishamai, does not come out the way Chananya learns Pshat in Beishamai. The Tanya we learned, Chananya Oimer, Kol Atzmon Shel Beishamai. What's the Pshat in Beishamai Shita? Lo Hoyu Moedim Beirev. They were not Moedim, no Erev Chumim helps. You have to take out your bed there, and all the kelim you want to use on Shabbos have to be outside. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, there's no monkey business. On Erev means mamish, like you could live there. You have your bed there, you have your food there, you have your clothing there. So then mamish, you're kind of shvitz at the end of the tchum, because that's where you're going to be, that's where you could leave. Here's the chura, so it's not like we're saying that Beis Shammai holds on Yom Kippur helps. What do you mean it helps? You just put food there. You can't eat the food on your kippah. So that would not be called a good Erev. The Zuchur of Satik Gemara command Noz Lehod Tanya. Who does a goal like this din? That we're soon going to learn. That what? Erev B'shchorim. Let's say somebody made an Erev Tchumim and he left his clothing outside by the place he's making the Erev, and he thought he's only going to need black clothing. And he left his black clothing there. And then on Shabbos he wants to use white clothing. He's not allowed to walk there with his white clothing. So the Gemara Bolavainim, let's say Faket, he put out there the white clothing, and the dinit lo yotze b'shcherim, he can't change his mind now on Shabbos and use the shcherim, use the black clothing. The chur, you see, what's the pshat in the ruvit chumim? You have to put everything you need outside, all the way there. And if you didn't bring something there, you can't take something else. As the chur command, who does this go like? Om Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Chananya. This goes according to Chananya. V'yali b'de Beis Shammai. The way Chananya learns pshat in Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, an erev chumim means mamish. You have to have all your kelim outside there. Fredi Marnein, this doesn't stim either. L'chananya, according to Chananya, you tell me now, b'shcherim hu de l'yotze. In the case where he put outside the city, put his white clothing. And now in Shabbos, he decided he needs black clothing. So we say he can't use his black clothing, can't wear his black clothing from in his house to go outside to bring it out there. But mashma, only the black clothing he can't use. Ha'b'l'veinim yotze, but mashma, with the white clothing, that he could go out. There's a kasha ho'amar. Chananya learns Pshat Beis Shammai at sheyotze mitosei. An erev chum only helps if you take out before Shabbos mamish your bed or kli tashmishav and all the kelim you're going to use there. L'shom, you have to leave it all there. So chur, if you're telling me now you want to wear black clothing on Shabbos and you don't have it there, so you did not take out all your kelim there. So mel b'chol the erev should be bottled. You should not be allowed to even carry out your white clothing. And the Gemara Enoch Hanami Hochi Kama. This is what the price means to say according to Hananya. Erev Vilavonim. If somebody only put his white clothing outside, he made the erev with the white clothing. And then lady came out, he needed black clothing, and he did not take his black clothing out there, so male v'erev is not chal according to Beis Sham, according to Chananya, because you do not have all the kelim you need for the Shabbos. Outside them is a locha then, afalavonim la yotza. You should know you're not even yotza, you can't even walk out with your white clothing, because you did not make a good erev here, you did not have all the things you need this Shabbos outside them. Is the chur command, who does this price to go like? Omer of Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Chananya valib de Beishamai. His brisa goes according to Chananya, the way Chananya learns Pshat in Beishamai. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal, because he did not take out all his kelim that he needs before Shabbos. But Avad Lalocha, we don't hold like this, we hold like Beisilu. That's enough that you put Mosin Shtei Sudis, it's enough. And even the Mosin Shtei Sudis does not have to be something you could eat. A Nazir could put wine, or Yisrael could put Shuma, because I'll call upon him to for somebody else to eat it. So the more weiter, Sumchis Ayne Bechulin. So the Mishnah brought down that Sumchis argues on the dinner Truma. Sumchis says the Yisrael cannot put out Truma, because since the Yisrael cannot eat Truma, it's not Chal V'Erev, he does cast to use Chulin. His fret Gemara Kasha, Vilu Lenoze B'Yayin Loi Polig. The Mashma Sumchis in the Mishnah does not argue on the first din, that a Noze was allowed to use wine. So Chulin's Kasha says, why not? Why, if you're telling me now Yisrael can't use Truma, because you have to have something that's edible for you, so why can a Nazir use Yayin? A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine? What's the chilik? And the Gemara, the chilik is like this, my timer, why do you say a Nazir is better? Well, Efsha the Mishashel Anazirusehel. It's Shayach the Nazir should be Shayel on his Nazirus. You'll let it be Shayel on, like we had before in the end of Masechta Shabbos, you'll let it be Shayel on the Dorim, or else Nazirus, with Tzorech HaShabbos, and here Lechur is called the Tzorech HaShabbos. Like a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. And now you decide you want to drink wine on the Kavod Shabbos. So if you want to be sure, you can go to a Chochem and tell him, Yav Charotu, you became a Nazir, because the Tchilas Nazirus is Chal with the Neder. So if you Mavato the Neder, there's Bottle the Nazirus. So you're allowed to be sure, you're allowed to go to a Chochem and be Mati your Nazirus on Shabbos. So since you can make a Hechat Timsa, that you're not a Nazir anymore, and you yourself will be able to drink the wine, that's why you're allowed to make a Neriv with wine. That's the Pshat. So Drashi, the Mishal Nizirusa, Yishal the Chochem, let him go to a Chochem, the Yatala Nidra in the Chochem will be matter his nether, the Yayin Royaloi, and then it will be Mutter Gomer for this Nazir, he won't be a Nazir anymore and he can drink wine. That's why even now that he's still a Nazir, he's still allowed to make the Erev with the wine, because there's a possibility that he'll be able to come to be Mutter to drink the wine. For Gemara Yehochiv, that's the Svaran Sumchis, Truma Nami, let's say the same Svara by Truma, it should be Mutter for Yisrael to make a Nerev with Truma. Say the same Svara. Efshad the Mishra. Efshad the Mishra, Truma's also. How is Truma Chal? It's called like Nidre Hegdish. You said Metchila Harezu Truma. First you have Tevel. You have, let's say, fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You pull them off the tree. Halacha is it's Tevel. You're not allowed to eat them. Now you mafrish Truma and you say Harezu Truma. That's like a Loshen Neder. That's Chal Truma. So what then? You could go to the Chochem and say, you have Charotah, why you made this Truma. I don't want these pears to be Truma. I want to make Truma someplace else. So Loch Rizhim Avato didn't Truma. So even by Truma you can make a Hechatimsa, how the Yisrael should be allowed to eat it. You can be Shoyal on the Din Truma. So the Gemara name, in Mrs. Shalalah, if you'll be Shoyal and take off the Din Truma on these pears, Hod Relativla. It doesn't become Mutatit. If I can't, it becomes Tevil now. Halacha is tevel, pears that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat them at all until you first take off Truma Samaisis. So here, if you are going to be Mavato, the Din Truma, it comes out weiter to be tevel again, and weiter it's also. So you don't have any Hechatimsa, the Yisrael could eat it. Like Rashi says, Mishrolei, v'yiftach v'charot, let him have charoto, let him skavante l'kach, and not kavana for this. Utanan hegdish toyes, ain't a hegdish, it's not called hegdish. Hodru l'tivlo, v'tevel l'chozi. What do you eat to make it back to tevel? Weiter tevel you can't eat. Fredigmar, good. Be shoyal on the nether, it's not truma anymore. Ah, you're telling me now it's tevel, I'll give you an eitzah. For live for shalom, imokamacher. Let him like be mafresh truma he has in his house. He has peris in his house. I'll say the peris in my house should become truma. For these peris outside here for the erev. So the erev now becomes chulin, and it's mutter for me to eat it. So the more, that's not a good eitzah. Lo nechshadu chaverim litrem shleim min amukav. Metchila, you don't make truma if the peris are not right next to one another. You shouldn't take off truma that's in another place, like here, the pears that are in your house, You want to say those parents should be truma on these parents here. They're not next to one another. Shloim ben al mukif means you're supposed to take off truma and maaseris from the parents that are right together. Like Rashi says, mukif somach, something close. So matchila, you only take off truma for something close by. So mainly here, you can't say I'll take off truma from my parents in my house, they're not close by. Fredgumar, good. From these parish you have right here, outside by the tchum, where you're making the ruve tchumim, these parish gufa, take out one or two of them now, and make them truma. And the Gemara, I'll tell you the last bashura. We're talking about that you put outside fiyer of exactly a mosin shtei sudis, mosin of its apples. You put out a badafka, exactly a kav of apples. That's the shear of erev. Now, metchila, these were truma. So you're telling me now the Yetzer is he should be Sher La Nidroi, becomes Hegdish Betois, it's not Chada Din Truma, they become Tevil. Now that the Tevil take out two apples from here and make them Truma. And for the Gemara, if you do that, you're not going to have a Shear left over of Paris that are Roy for the Erev. Because you only, Mitchila, had the exact amount of Shtei Sudis. If you're going to take away one apple, Moshe, for the Truma, you're not going to have enough to be, to have an Erev. So that's not a good Yetzer to take away Mineo Bey. The Gemara, my Pisco, what kind of teretz is this? Meishka taste, you're telling me in a kinta. The Rashi says, but to me, claim a my high terutza, but he Pisco, ton le milsei, the enodim, noisen, erev, ele, but hinsum, the knock at stam, the milsei, ochi. Like who said, we're talking about a kinta, the guy put badaf, only one cob of apples there. Maybe the guy put down more apples there, more than you're supposed to. So, mainly in the case, if you put down more apples than you're supposed to, there you have a good eitza, that even though metchila was truma. Now you can be shale, make haroti, you made the truma, becomes hegdish betoyz. It's not chal the truma, I it's chulin, I it's tevil. So you'll be mafish now, minei day, you'll take off two apples from what's here, and you have more than you need, so two apples will become truma, and the rest of the apples will be chulin. So it's baita, hechatim's a possibility that Yisrael can make these pears edible. So b'zayit shren sumchis, even though the guy Yisrael used truma for an erev tchumim, why don't we say it's kosher? Since there's a possibility that the Yisrael can make these truma ois truma, it can become chulin, and it'll be mafresh, it'll become take off the din truma, become tevel, and it'll be mafresh again mineyu bay from these alone, and it'll become mutatit. The Teretz says of the Gemara, Eli, you have to say sumcha sovalo kerabonin. Sumcha holds like the rabonin that we'll have later in the Flamed Daled. The Yamri they say in Kol dove shum mishum shvus. Anything that's also to do with the Rabbonin, there's an Isser Shvus, it's an Isser, the Rabbonin, you should know Gozer all of Bein HaShmoshes. The Rabbonin made the Gzeri, even Bein HaShmoshes, you should not allowed to do these things. So mainly here, to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maisus on Shabbat is also with the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made the Gzeri, you can't take off Trumas and Maisus. So the Kashra is here, and Erev was only Chal Bein HaShmoshes. So maybe Bein HaShmoshes is a Dvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter, but there it is, they hold like the Rabbonin, they hold no. Any Shvus, the Rabbonin Asid is even a Geya Bein HaShmoshes. So Mela, since that's the time the Erev should be Chal Bein HaShmoshes, and then the Yisrael, on its side he shoyel on the Nidroi, that makes it Oish Truma, becomes Tevil, if it's Tevil, it has to remain Osatit the whole Shabbos. There's no way the Yisrael is allowed to do to make it edible on Shabbos, because it's Osatit for him to make it into Truma, even in Neyo Bey, because with the Rabbonin it's Osatit to be Master Truma Samaisis on Shabbos. So Drashi, Sovolok Rabbonin, the Pligulet Rebbe Lekamon, the Pirkin, Yagozolov Bein HaShmoshes, Kibbe Shabbos Atzma. The same din of Shabbos is Chal on Bein HaShmoshes. Now, Behagboy is Truma to be Mafra, Truma Shvusi, Sosim et Rabbonin. Vichiv and the Mikor Rolav. Takona, you didn't fix it before Shabbos. Oboy is Lemay, me boy have Yichazelu Shosa. What do you want to say now? That this Erev you could make Roy Teeth on Shabbos, the Misholo. You'll be Shoyal of the Kol Mokam Shi. Wherever it is, you'll become Shoyal of Hodra Tilativla, or then I'll become Tevil. So you have a way to take off the din truma, but our kopon will say tevil. Now you want to be mafresh truma on it on Shabbos. That's also to do because you be misakin the peres ben hashmoshes. Ukover hashvus. Ukniyas erev kishazeh nichnazeh yoytzei. See Rashi says the Yisoid. When is erev tchumim chal? It's chal mamish ben hashmoshes. The same second that the chol goes out and Shabbos comes in, Bein HaShmoshes, that's when an Erev has to be chal. So mainly here, b'shas the Erev has to be chal, it's already osa for you to take off Trumas and Maisris, therefore you have no hechatimsa to make it edible. Therefore Slumcha says, Yisrael cannot use Truma for an Erev Tchumim. Vashenkein, a Nozir, since he's allowed to be Sheryl al Nidroi, he becomes Ois Nozer, then it's mutter for him to drink wine. He could use Yayin le Nidroi. So the Gemara, Kaman Oz Lohoditnan. Who does this din go like that we learn soon? The Tanan. Yeshomru, some sheet is a Hakulufi Mashuodim. Shiurim Atoli, how big the person is. Which Shiurim? Mole Kumsa Mincha. When a Kohen is Makriv de Menachis, a Mincha, he has to take a handful, which means the middle three fingers full of the Kemach, and he puts that on the Mizbeach. So, a Mole Kumsa means how big the Kohen is. If it's a bigger Kohen, he needs a bigger Kemitza. Smaller Kohen needs a smaller one. Or Mole Chofnav, when the Kohen takes on Yom Kippur, a handful of the Keteris, it also depends how big the Kohen is. V'yashreisa Mole Lugma B'yom HaKippurim. The Shia to be higher for drinking water on Yom Kippur is a Mole Lugma of a mouthful. What size is that? Everybody's told you how big his mouthful is. Uve mozoin shtei sudas leruv. Who then it says, when you want to make an eruv tchumim, and you have to leave over two sudas, every person is told you how much he eats the two sudas. Here's the chura kaman, who does this go like? Omri avzeira sumchasi. This chura has to go according to sumchas. The yomar, mai dechozi lebinin. You have to have something that's edible for you yourself. Like we're saying, Yisrael cannot make an eruv with truma, since it's not edible for him. Even though a Kohen could eat it, but since he can't eat it, it's not called an Eichel for him. See, you see, everybody has to have the shear of what's Nageyat him. So also, to make an Erev of two Sudis, it means how much you eat, how big your Sudis are. That's what you have to have. If the Chur is at Gemara, Lema Pligi, the Ad Reb Shim Ben Elozer, the Chur, this din then should be Mechulik on Reb Shim Ben Elozer's Halacha, the Tanya we had before, Reb Shim Ben Elozer, Weimer, Ma'arvin L'chol L'zokin Kedei Mezoinei. If a person is sick or an older person doesn't eat so much, his shtei sudis, it's enough his shear to make an erev with. Ula Rabson, what about somebody fakir that eats a lot? He eats mamish tremendous big sudis, still the sudis beinu nishakolodim. He doesn't have to have a big sudah, shtei sudis for his erev, it's enough a normal sized erev that everybody else eats. So who you see, don't go boss the person himself, but you go boss the normal people. And here we're saying now, you go boss a shtei sudis, the first brisa said, everybody's telling he himself. Who to see with Reb Shimon? So tomorrow maybe no. Hatev Shan, this first brisa that says Hakelu Fimashu Adam, that even the Mosin Shtei Sudis is only the person. It only means Lakula. That it means Tirgumu Achole Vezokin. It means Lakula. That if a person is sick or an older person, we don't say he has to have a Mosin Shtei Sudis of a normal person, even though he only eats smaller meals. It's enough his small meals. That's what it means. Avlenach Nami, Rabson, if you have a person that eats a lot, I'll tell you the story is, Botla Dait Leitzer Kolodim. His das is Botla, we don't go boss to his shear, he doesn't have to have a big shtei sudis, it's enough for normal size, two sudis. So Drashi, Yesh Shomru, Yesh Devarim Shomru, Shear on the Fimash Shuadim. V'yein Shear and Shavu B'chur. Sometimes the shear is told you how big you are, and there's no general cloud. Molei Chofna K'teres B'yom Kippurim. It's going lekula here. B'lo ya rafsin lechurma. The botla daitoi. So mele could be it comes out good according to everybody. Right, the Mishnah said the lekoyim beis apras. A koyin is allowed to leave his erev tchumim even if it's in a beis apras. A beis apras is a place where there was a suffix if there was a kever there, or if a person was buried there. So the chura, it's also for koyin to walk there. So it was also for Kohen to walk there. Why is his Erev good? He can't get there on Shabbos. The Torah says, "Yom Rav Yudu Amar Shmuel." Menafeich Odem Beis Apras Boilich. No, the Rehecha Tims says how you're allowed to walk through this Beis Apras. Since there's only a suffix there, if somebody was buried there, so we're afraid maybe the bones are on top of the ground. Now, if you walk very carefully and like blow on the side, any bones you'd see, it's mutter to walk through there. So now, since the Rehecha Tims how you can walk in there, so maybe the Erev is chal. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami, Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Beis HaPras Shenidish Tor. You know, Shenidish means if you have this Beis HaPras, this field, that you have a suffix of somebody who's buried there, that people walk through it a lot, people trampled on it a lot, then Bechlal it's Tor. Even a Kohen can walk through it Metchila. So Poshkim means that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about this Beis HaPras that was Nidish. There are a lot of people already walked through it. So Melo, if any bones were there, Rashi says it was crushed. Mistama to smaller than the shear of a Kesira. So therefore, there's no tumor there. That's why he's erev chal, because he's mutter to walk there metchila on Shabbos. Like Rashi says, when a feyachod and beis apras soda shenech reshbo kever. Yeah, the soda that there was a kever there, and now they were chorosh. They plowed over the field. The kula sveika, everything's a sofik mishum atzomis because of the bones. The atzomis b'lei bosreinim atama b'yoel. There's no din tumas oil. It's only al smaga or hesit. When you blow lefon of raglov. lefnei ragla in front of your feet. You could see it. And a small bone you can see when you blow it. You're not going to move it with your foot. Therefore, it's mutter. Therefore, his erev is chal, because it's a hecha timsal, he can walk through there even on Shabbos to get to his erev. Or else, nidish bedrishas raglib neyodim. If people trampled on this field, there's no din iser beis hapras. That's why the kohen can make his erev in the beis hapras, because the kohen is allowed to walk through it on Shabbos to get to his erev. Vayetzeh, the Mishnah said, we have yudu ayner af beis hakvoros. Even in a regular cemetery, if somebody put if a kohen put a shliach to put down the eruv tchumim there, it's takachal. The kasher is, what do you mean it's chal? The kohen can't get there. The kohen can't get to where his erev is. There's no din erev. The only side of an erev is, erev tchum is that if your food is outside, you look as if you're living there. But here, where your food is outside in the Beis HaKvaros, and you're not allowed to go there, how could we see you living there? And for the Gemara, tona mefnei shiyochol lochutz. You can make a chatzitza on the floor between you and the Kvaros. V'leilach, and go into the Beis HaKvaros. What's the case? V'sheder tevel migdol. You could use a chest or a big box or a towel, like a moving box, like a wagon, a mushroom, that you're standing on top of the wagon, and these things are not makabel tumah, because we're talking about the very big, wide boxes that's more than a boy and saw. So since they're not makabel tumah, they're a chatzitza. And if you're standing on top of it, you don't become tummy. There's no din tumas oil. The tumah doesn't go up, because there's a chatzitza between you and the mason. So the Gemara Kisav, the Chori holds, oil zorek shmei oil. The Chori, the Chsoron should be here is though these boxes are moving, like you're in the box, and somebody is carrying you. So maybe an oil, when it's moving, is not called an oil. So you see, no, he holds, no, it still is called an oil. It's still called a good chatzitza. So the Gemara Yishnova, plukta dani tenoi. This Yisoid, when an oil is moving, it is called an oil, it's like a machlokes tenoim. The Tanya we learned, ha nichnas leretz amin. If somebody goes into a chutz loretz, the shaded table migdal. If the Rabbonin gave a tumor to the Eretz Hamim about the snakes, we don't know where the goyim buried their mason there. So any place in Eretz Hamim is tumim with the Rabbonin. So if somebody goes into Eretz Hamim, he goes in there with a box or table migdal is Rebbe mitami. Rebbe says these things are not called the good chatzitza and still you tummy. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda mitar. He also knows these are called good mechitzes, a good chatzitza, and therefore you tore. But Michael, Mifligi, what's the machlokes? Mass of oil zorek lav shimei oil. One says when the oil is moving, it's not called an oil. Mashmasa, that's what we paskin. Loy shimei oil. Mass of oil zorek shimei oil. No, an oil even when it's moving still is considered an oil. Yeah. The Rashi says oil zorek oil amatat oil that can be moved. Shimei oil v'chayses beinel bein hatuma. Eretz amim metama b'yoil. Shida makevas noshim, a saddle that the women ride on. Agola hasuyik b'kufsa, like a wagon, not a saddle, a wagon that's made with a box. Migdo ye oil zorak lav shmi oil. The chol she'enu oil ain't a chaitzitz. If it's not an oil, it's not called a chatzitza. And he also knows shmei oil the chaitzitz. So Rashi v'gedoy laskinu. We're talking about these boxes are very big. Shema azekes mem so, it holds mem so balach of water. Shem Kurayim Biyavish, that's called the shear of Kurayim, two curls in dry measurements. Di Katana, because if they're small things, Kli, what do you mean they're called a Chatzitza? They themselves are a Kli, or Makabela's Tumma. For Lai Chaitzi, it wouldn't be called a Chatzitza. For Rabbona de Mastis and Rabbona Val Mishnah, Karebi Srielhu. They hold like Rebbe, they watered in oil, Zorek Shmei oil. Ben Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Rabbona Kisumchis Srielhu. To Yom Amidi de Chazi Lei Lamichlo Bi Shosabinin. They both hold like Sumchis. That you have to have something that's edible right now. So you have to have a hechatim sal, the kohen could get into the basic forest right now to eat it. So the eitzer is, so go in there on an oil zorek, and we're going now, oil zorek is shmei oil, so therefore it's called a chatzitza. It's called a chatzitza, the hechatim sal, the kohen can get in and eat it. For the marvahod, the tanya, that we learned, we have Yudu Oimer, ma'arvin lekohen toy betruma. You should know a kohen is a ladder, make a neruf. With Truma Torah, big kever. So here there's two chasroinis. Ershton, the Kohen is making his eruv etchumim, and he's leaving it big kever in the Beis HaKvaros. And also, what are they using? They're using Truma Torah. Now, the sorrow from Truma Torah is, it's like a true, a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma Torah, but if the Truma becomes Tomei, the Kohen here, the Kashmir is, you're putting the Truma in the Beis HaKvaros, so if the Truma becomes Tomei, then even the Kohen is not allowed to eat it. So how could you use it for an eruv? The Kohen is not edible. And the Gemara asks from the Gemara, Hechi Ozel, how does the Kohen go in there to get to his Erev? You want to tell me, Bishay, the Teva Migdal. He goes in with a box. For Hofret Gemara, Kivan, the Achdor, once you put down this Truma Tahira in the Beis HaKvaris, the Churi Itmalo, the Churi, the Truma itself becomes Tomei. So if the Truma becomes Tomei, it's not edible, Bechlau. So it shouldn't be able to make an Erev with it. Something that's not edible, you can't make an Erev with. We're talking about using Paris here, that water did not go on the Paris. But since the Paris is not hooks for the Kabbal Tumah, therefore the Paris don't become tummy in the basic forest. Oi, even if you're talking about bread now, Shenilusha the May Paris. You didn't use water when you made the dough. You used just like apple cider May Paris, and May Paris are not machsh for the Kabbal Tumah, therefore it's not a Kabbal Tumah. After the Gemara, how do you bring it here? Should it create? Let me Kabbal Tumah. For Komail the Maisle Yachure. Alright, this will be both for Mitzvah next year. We're going to. Let's see the top Rashi just. Rashi Hechi Ozl B'Shayat Hebe Midol. V'Hakivon the Yach the Mitmilu Akloima. Nihid L'Rab Yudah Filu Beis HaKforos Ikat HaKant L'Meizu B'Shayat Hebe Midol. V'Koshchen Kev Yechidi Shiyoch Olamad Esloi Elu Miyo Truma. Michiyan Chohose Metana B'Oil B'Shal Kever. The Kashru the Truma becomes Tommy and then you can't eat it. Teretiz B'Mei Peris Shein Amach Shirin. We're talking about this food was not hukshul kabbal tumah. Since it's not hukshul kabbal tumah, therefore the food never became tummy. Therefore the truma tahira remains truma tahira. So in Yishala, how does the coin get there? But there it is again, the coin goes in these boxes, which is called the chetzitza, because we're talking about a box that's more than aboyim saw. So the box is not called the klila kabbal tumah. If it itself doesn't be kabbal tumah, it's called the good chetzitza. So it's something divided between the coin and the mason. The coin did not become tummy. So here's the Hechatim, so the Kohen can get into the Beis HaKvaros. Let me Hashem, tomorrow we'll see about the Kasher. How does the Kohen, though, call upon him, take the food? How does he stretch out his hand to get the food? All right, that's Hashem, we'll see tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah. Golden Aleph. The Gemara says, what a time.